It's your man's ride and dine, baby.
I don't want them and they don't want me.
Jackie, your face would be so red right now, Miss Light Skin.
No.
Oh my God. What?
Your nephew Darius and this thing was good.
Yeah. Guess who mentioned that?
Who did?
Dre. Damn, I ain't even supposed to say that nigga name.
It's your auntie's favorite
nephew. I follow this nigga named RZA Islam. Dog, you can just start this bitch, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
We on the air.
What?
Creep nasty ass.
I was gonna put these headphones on. I had headphones on.
Don't do
your ass.
This nigga was having a stroke. Dog, do y'all follow that nigga RZA Islam? Have y'all ever heard of him?
I mean, I've heard of DRZA. From the Wu-Tang Clan.
And I've heard of Islam.
Bro, so this is like an ultimate pro-black ass nigga, bro. Mm-hmm. So I was watching this video of him yesterday, and he was saying that the nigga that owned Sony was probably the nigga that killed Michael Jackson back in the day.
The person who owned
Sony. So look, it was this whole little video. Like, and granted, this nigga could be like a conspiracy theorist, bro.
Who owns Sony? Bro. Some little Japanese guy in Japan.
No, he's not. His name is Tommy Walker, I believe.
His name is not Tommy Walker.
Check it, bro. Like, Google it, nigga. You got a whole computer. Sony. Bro, so apparently this nigga was married to Mariah Carey. What? Type in. RZA Cap. RZA Cap.
My body has put that on the camera, bro.
My nigga, ain't nobody see that shit. And why you use my camera?
Hold on, whoa.
Bro, look, I'm about to pull up from a
TV show?
No, I'm thinking of like Luke Skywalker.
You said Tommy
Walker, bro.
He the one who made like Ed
Hardy. Bro, look it up, nigga. I don't know. Apparently, I don't know.
Yeah, so the rest of your little conspiracy theories just got trash. I be watching conspiracy theories every now and again, but I listen and then they say some stupid shit. Everything else is flawed. You can't try to be. It's a wrap.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I saw a UFO before, dog. Like, real talk.
Yeah, nah, fam.
You saw a picture of one?
Nah, real talk, bro. I saw a UFO.
Outside? Bro. On the east side?
It was in Roseville, so yeah, sort of was the east side, bro.
My bad. Tommy Matala. Where the fuck I get Walker from?
Bro, it's still not the nigga.
It's still not.
Bro, type in Tommy Matala. He the chairman, former chairman. And CEO of Sony. Just type it up. That makes Tommy Matala.
You don't gotta type it because if this some old shit.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Because that whoever that nigga is,
you say his name is Tommy Chicken Marsala.
Okay, bro, you can exit stage left, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
Tommy Masala.
No, nigga, M O T T O L A. Mato La, nigga. All right. Okay. This
okay. He was the CEO of Sony, dog.
Bro, so boom. All right. Okay. So back to my RZA shit. So apparently, this nigga Mike had said on stage, he was like, "Yeah, Tommy and everybody at Sony mad at me because I own half that bitch and I'm leaving. And you know, I done brought billions to the company and they not fucking with me off of that."
It's very hard for me to believe. Michael Jackson said that on stage while performing Thriller, bro.
It's a video of it.
Have you seen the video with your own?
I've seen the video, bro. He was talking.
Yeah, okay, say it in his voice.
I just want to let you know that
you got to say it in his voice, make it believable.
Bro, you feel me? Because at first he was like, "Look, I don't want nobody to record this." Then he said, "Fuck it, y'all can record it because the world need to hear it." And I was just like, "Damn!" Whenever niggas say words like that,
bro. But hold on, bro. How long ago was that?
I mean,
he was performing, right?
We said, was he performing?
He was on stage, right? He was performing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
bro. He died years and years after he stopped performing, though. By the doctor,
he did it, bro.
He was just about to do a tour.
Goofy ass nigga.
Yeah,
his doctor already got found guilty for it, bro.
Rest in peace, Mike. Rest in peace, Bernie. Who else, man? Bernie Mac.
Okay,
I know you talking about. I know you talking about Bernie. I'm just why you bring up Bernie, bro?
You know what I'm saying? Just some legends, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. For a second, I was sort of thinking you was going Bernie Sanders, bro. I was like, did Bernie Sanders die, bro?
I didn't know.
Like, bro, I definitely didn't know.
Bernie, Mike, Jack. Damn, I'm blow, man. All right. What's next, y'all?
How was niggas' weeks?
Yeah, bro, you sort of threw off the.
Bro, I'm just saying, RZA fucked me up, man.
Fake RZA.
RZA gonna get on you, bro.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to y'all though, for real though. I did see a UFO, but we can go on with the how the weeks was, man.
Bro, how you know it was a UFO?
Bro, I'm gonna tell you the story, dog. I was standing at my cousin's crib, right?
On the east side.
I mean, it was Roseville, so yeah, it was the east side. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's got super duper windy outside, right?
How old are you?
It's the middle of fall. Of course it's windy, nigga.
How old are you?
I couldn't drive at the time, man. Probably like 12 or 13.
Man, I ain't believing that.
So look, bro, I'm telling you.
Below 16, nigga.
Bro, look, I'm telling you, right? So we got like super windy outside out of nowhere. It was just like this purple light, bro. Just like, bro, I'm telling you. Bro, for real, man.
This nigga was on some shrooms, nigga.
Bro, and out of nowhere, bro, I just heard like a bloop, bro.
Did it make the sound?
Did it probe you?
Nah, it didn't probe you, though. It ain't probe you, though, man.
In that ass.
Nah, it ain't probe you, bro. UFO, man. Real life, man. Roseville, man.
No. Look, crazy shit that happened to me this week, right? Nigga, it was a big ass bug in my house, bro.
What kind of bug was it?
Bro, it was like a bug that looked like a leaf.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, them leaf bugs.
Mm-hmm.
You got scared?
Nigga, y'all used to them bitches,
bro? I mean, not in the house, but.
Not in the house, but I mean, from time to time.
I'm familiar with the insect, good, nigga.
Good. Check this, right? So, nigga, yeah. I went outside fucking with the dog for a minute and 30 seconds, bro. Mm-hmm. In and out. I go out, come back in, and I don't know what the fuck possessed me just to look over my shoulder, bro. But I look over my shoulder, that motherfucker right here, like so close, the nigga was probably just whispering in my ear, hey, bitch ass nigga. Dog. I look over, right, bro. I freak the fuck out in one swoop. I take my shirt off, take everything off, throw it on the ground. Get to stumping this bitch out, right?
All it took was one.
Bro, I'm stumping this bitch out. So, nigga, I pick this bitch up. You know, I'm scared as hell. I'm looking. That bitch is no longer on the shirt, bro. Bro, so when I threw my shirt off, it was in the kitchen, bro. I don't know if y'all know, my kitchen is green.
Yeah.
So, he blended in like a chameleon on the wall.
On the wall, still as hell.
Bro,
he can't see me.
Bro,
he knew it. He says danger.
2 days later, bro, and I knew. Bro, check it. I knew I did not catch this motherfucker, but out of sight, out of mind. I'm not thinking about this bitch. Bro, I'm chilling with my mans, bro. We in the dining room. 2 days. I'm talking shit. We laughing, joking. Bro, this motherfucker just falls from the top of the damn room, bro. This nigga just like fluttered down. Bro, that bitch was like the size of my palm, bro. And I was just like, oh my lord.
Did you trip out again? You took your shirt off again.
You had your man's killing. You took your shirt off yet again.
Nah, I took my slides and I like threw it at that motherfucker.
Did you give him that time?
Yeah, he was out.
Bro, I got this weird situation going on in my crib, man. I got these night wasps, bro. And they only come out. Let me tell you what they do, bro. So if I come home late at night and my porch light on, bro, it's like four wasps, bro. And they just like surround
hover
the light.
That bitch.
They don't hover. They just like stand post, bro. Stand post, bro. Like a few times I had to go in through the back door. Like I wasn't rocking with it, bro.
Buy some bee spray.
Bro, I sprayed up there though. But okay, this is the thing though. They not there in the morning, so I can never spray them. You know what I'm saying?
They go to sleep.
I don't know where they go, but it's just like, bro. So I sprayed it with some bug killer or whatever. That ain't phase them, bro.
They get in your eye.
No, they see them coming back. Like it's like park day house, bro.
I had a beehive on my side door, nigga. I left my house, went to Menards, and came back and fucked them niggas
see,
up.
See, it's not a real hive, though. They just, like, take shelter in the thing or something. I don't know, man.
They, like, inside or something.
But they really not, though, because I never see them go into the light. They just, like, circle the light. Like, the light is, like,
nigga,
they,
is
like.
A real wasp, dog. I've never seen a wasp out at night, bro.
You talking about night wasps? This nigga gave them their old time, bro.
Here's the crazy part, though. Here's the crazy part. They don't look like regular wasps, bro. Like, their bodies is, like, white, bro.
Oh, nigga, you got roaches.
No, bro.
This nigga got roaches.
Night wasp, bro.
Talking about night wasp. Nigga, I ain't never heard of no night wasp.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
This nigga tripe, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Well, how, bro? Here it is, right here, bro. This is exactly what they look like.
Night white,
bro. Yeah, bro.
He typed in white flying bug
with a stinger. They call it a ball face hornet, bro. It look at this,
yeah, bro. It's these. That it's four of them, bro. It's always four.
It's always spray them niggas when you get home.
But I feel like I've seen those before. Those are not common. But I feel like I seen them bitches.
No, they're not common.
They big.
They big as hell.
They big as shit.
That's why I go in the back door.
They bigger than like the regular yellow.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, I don't rock with them.
I actually think those like hornets or some shit. I don't know.
Bro, I did just say it's called a bald face hornet, bro. I know I just okay. Oh, okay.
Bro, nigga, excuse me, but I don't know if a piebald, bald face, taper fade, bald. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Weak ass fly.
My weak man. It was pretty smooth yesterday though.
I went talking downtown. About bugs, bro. Nigga.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that was. I went downtown and it was a large crowd of white folk protesting, and they had on, you know, they BLM shirts and shit. And I got off, was that 94 at Grand River, right where Cass sat. So they was kind of blocking it, and I'm like, damn man, fuck these people, get out of our way. They move, we whoop a whoop, and then we see these niggas again. First of all, I ain't never see a protest move that fast because them niggas was traveling. But by the time we parked to where we was going, near like Tiger Stadium, there's a little bar over there. They over there again, and they just yelling, fuck anything, bro. And that's why I'm like, man, white people, bro, they just be having time, bro. They got so much time because these niggas just yelling, fuck the red light, fuck the little Caesar building that they had walked past. Like, no fucking type of goal. Yeah,
right, right. It's just,
they just out there
to protest. They moving
aimlessly.
Aimlessly. So, yeah, that was my week.
Well, so did you. Bro, I'm proud that you actually, like, out. Because nigga, 4 months ago, nigga.
Yeah, you ain't come around.
You weren't rocking with us.
You ain't trying to go outside and shit.
I know, but like, you out now.
Yeah, you out. You out in the open, man. You not.
I ain't really that out.
You went to a bar.
You went to a bar, bro.
It was an outside patio.
Ain't no outside patio.
It's not a bar. Yes, it was, nigga.
Where's that, Bookies or something like that?
Queens bar.
Yeah. Ain't no
Queens ain't no outside.
Actually, Queens do got outside. Yeah,
outside.
So you went at none of these places that, like, so where was you at?
Where you go?
I don't know the name of it, but it's like,
right. You was at that one place you've been going to all the time, not at the Griots or something?
The Griot? Oh, no, it wasn't the Griot. I would have liked to go there. But that's outside, too. That's an outside patio.
So what did you, so what's the point of this?
And nigga, we was on them little bike things outside. It's wind coming. It's blocking all the Rona.
Oh, or mixing it around.
Mixing around, like.
I think it's moving it.
Towards you. Anyway, I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to freestyle without even looking at the pad,
bro. Future baby mama, or one of his baby moms. I know you didn't seen the headline.
She was crazy. Like 53,000
like that. Judge only gave her 3 bands or something like that. We this ain't CNN. If you want straight facts, bitch, we talking what we. We don't know.
It's 50 grand. I don't know if it's 53 or 56, but it's 50 goddamn grand.
It was 56. She only got awarded like 32.
Yeah, 32. Yeah. But it's crazy that she even had the you know what I'm saying, the boss.
Was crazy
to be like, I need 56.
How much money
grand.
Is Future really making for her to feel comfortable saying, yeah, I want 50,000 and he going to be straight?
But you know what? The art negotiation, bro, though, bro. He got some money, but she is going high as hell. You know what I'm saying? Try to get the most, bro. And then, mm-hmm. like, his account has made it look like he made no money, dog. His economist just made it look like he might gross like 120 grand a year, maybe. Dog.
You belong to the streets.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. That shit.
His economist
sad.
Did it bro, right. Like,
but then
she wanted,
what
she wanted,
million.
She wanted, bitch, she wanted alimony like, on top of that too. Though I feel
alimony,
like
alimony, she wasn't married to that motherfucker. You can't get
spouse. Is you can. It's, I don't
you was about to say spousal support. That's not his spouse.
Bro, I was about to say spouse support.
Dummy, his net worth 40 million.
50,000 ain't worth killing a bitch over, bro. Well, 50,000 times 12.
She
times
18.
Times 18. But she ain't get awarded that, bro.
She only got awarded 3,200.
But like, what if she really got awarded like 17,000?
Yeah, I mean, Miguel Cabrera, bro, like, he got caught up in the same situation, bro. He was paying something like 17 grand a month.
That shit crazy.
That's not worth killing a bitch for y'all, to y'all.
I mean, if you making it, bro, you making it, man.
What 50 Cent say?
Have a baby by me, baby.
Be a millionaire.
I mean, I feel it.
Yikes.
I still might have to ice the bitch, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. 17, bro. Let's do the math for
But
me,
I mean,
bro.
It's all based on what you gross a year, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, if you grossing 35 grand a year, they ain't about to be like, I need 17.
But if we just fucking you keep the baby and you won't 17,000 a year, and it's like, bitch, I don't really even know you like that.
But I wonder, like, all who he paying child support to, because he got a,
he got like 20 kids.
He got a couple of baby mamas.
Times 12. Oh my bro, lord. Time. Fam. That's 3.6 million, bro.
But you know the crazy part about that? Like, you really got to save your money, because Future ain't going to be making those songs 18 years from now.
Nigga, he going to be getting back ends and shit. Yeah, royalty.
Yeah.
Residuals. Nigga, that's why you do, like, ads and shit.
Y'all telling me, for 3.5 million, y'all would not kill this bitch, bro.
Bro, I mean, okay, so say if he was, like, worth
40. He's worth 40. I'm not.
Y'all crazy, bro. Like, this nigga, you say he got 20 kids, bro.
Some shit. I think like he got like 10 or 11.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's okay.
He coming out more than 17. I don't know. I'm not saying I do it. I'm just saying I consider it.
Have y'all listened to Big Sean's new tape?
I did. And I'm
Why you make that face? He just made a face like he was like. Why'd you make that face? You haven't listened to it. The face you made tells the story.
I haven't listened to it.
Damn,
bro, I'm not a Big Sean. Don't capture me as a Detroit nigga, bro. Like he don't. I don't. I can't correlate with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? He don't
really.
I don't get a vibe from him. You feel me? It's just
you
like,
don't get it. You don't get a vibe from Big Sean. So it ain't never be like one Big Sean song you like. But I mean,
it's a few. It was a few. It was one album probably like 6-7 years ago I downloaded. And I was like, it's kind of hard. But once I switched phones and it was no longer on my phone, I ain't downloaded it again. So, but shout out. I seen everybody taking pictures by the flowers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's hot shit. But I don't give a fuck about
it. I can't believe you, man.
Did you hear Friday Night Cypher?
I did hear that long ass song. You feel me?
You ain't
but
like
I ain't
that.
Care about everybody verse though. T kind of went in. I don't fuck with T, but he kind of went in. Cash Dow did her shit.
Cash Dow did sort of have a nice verse.
Cash Dow did.
I was sort of impressed mm-hmm. with Cash Dow verse. I was like,
I
okay,
was personally waiting
chick.
For Sada. I ain't care about Fo 2. I never gave a fuck about Fo 2.
Yeah.
And his, you know what I'm saying, his rapping abilities. Who else was on that? Cash Kid. I was surprised they threw that nigga on there. I'm sick they ain't throw Bino, but they threw Drago on there.
Drago. But I don't know how they have Vezo on there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have made sense.
Yeah, that made sense.
Probably
bro.
Couldn't get him in time or some shit.
Nah.
He said it was a lot more people on it, but they had to like minimize it. I don't think they would minimize Izo, Vezo verse. Fuck whatever the nigga name, Vezo. I don't think they would minimize his verse. But he probably
I feel like
have...
he should be questioned just as hard by me not fucking.
Yeah,
with
bro,
Big Sean,
no,
nigga.
You listen to a certain type of idiot rap. I don't
idiot
really.
Rap?
Yeah, niggas that don't
what
really.
What rap you listen to?
I don't listen to the kind of music you
bro, okay,
to.
I'll give you this, right? So, like, bro, Big Sean is just a mainstream artist. Like, I mean, he's from Detroit, but he is the epitome of a mainstream artist, bro. Like, if you want to talk about, like, what Detroit sound like, then, like, I would say, like, Danny Brown, not really, like, the prototypical Detroit
Hell
artist.
No. Hell no.
I hate Danny Brown.
Bro. M was on that bitch. That was what's up.
Yeah, and Royce 5'9 was on there.
M closed it out. Royce had a dope verse.
Nah. Yeah, he did.
He don't like.
Royce is like the northern currency, nigga, and I don't fuck with that.
No, he
no,
not.
He is not.
No, he not.
Yeah, well, that's how I look at him. Another bro, weak ass nigga. Shit, but like, shout out to him. Is he really 5'9"? That's some weak ass shit. If he really got his height. And that boy really got his height in his
ride 5'10. I never really thought about that.
I don't know.
That yeah, that'd be something to look into.
Open
I
y'all
suppose.
Perspective.
Well, I thought Tay was dope.
I'm about to Google that.
Is Royce the 5'9"?
Actually 5'9".
But who else should have been? Bro, you already know. I'm gonna say my nigga Dame should have been on that bitch. Vezo should have been on that bitch. Matter of fact, who should have been taken off that bitch and replaced by somebody?
Mm. Yeah, that nigga is 5'9". He is 5'9".
Bro, weird, like, right? I've always been a Boldy fan, bro. But I don't think,
oh, my
I don't,
God.
I don't think Boldy should have been on there, bro.
Boldy
should have been on there, bro. Like,
bro, how the fuck they didn't have YFNJ on that bitch? With the bro, coochie out.
Bro, he like a brand new artist, man.
I mean, yeah, but he popping though.
Bro, Winky is a brand new artist.
I want to hear this nigga talk about beating some Doonies down again.
Straight coochie bars. Every line, bro. Just every line.
Dog, what if it just like really like turn into coochie rap? Just coochie rap. Like it just that's just a wave. Nigga just talk about beating up some coochie, dog.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised you had scam rap, so.
Yeah. Everything.
This man over here really looking up is Royce 5'9", really 5'9".
I just had to see that. But no, I was trying to pull up all the artists that was on that song. Y'all named everybody though. Payroll.
What's this shit about this mailbox shit?
Oh, bro, it's looking steep for this voting shit.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in the
morning. Well, first thing is y'all. Well, bro, you probably trying to do the mail-in ballot, ain't you?
I would prefer to go indoor. I want my sticker.
Yep. This nigga pussy, bro.
You get the sticker. You get the sticker if you mail in vote too, bro.
When they gonna mail you the sticker?
When they mail you the ballot, they mail
why do you
the
why do you
sticker.
Need the sticker so you can let the world know? Hey, I voted
today.
Yeah,
so you let the world know.
Yeah,
my sticker. Light skin. I like my sticker, bro.
I just gotta have the world know,
bro. Yeah. So if you do a mail in ballot, when they send you the ballot, the sticker is a part of it. It's okay. The same way if you get a ballot when you go in, they give you a sticker at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's tit for tat, but
I mean, I just throw my mask on, wait till the last minute, and go.
You know, I like when bitches leave the D and get a reality check. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially like
I just love the way you completely just swap from the mailbox situation.
I mean, like we'll get back to that. Like it was just kind of dead. I'm a vote. Hopefully, I can mail that bitch in. I'm not trying to go in that bitch. I'm that lazy. I don't give a fuck. But we might be partnering up with some niggas that's gonna mail you a box so you can mail that bitch in. You feel me? But that's, you know, in the works. A little later on down the
what?
Line. A hot.
It's a little insider. You don't know about.
Yeah, you don't know everything. See, if you was the auntie, nigga, maybe. But I'm talking shit. But no. It's real shit. I don't like. No, I love when bitches go out of town to get a reality check.
Elaborate.
So a lot of bitches, you know, that think they bad, you mm-hmm. feel me? But then they leave, they go somewhere else. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But they leave and go somewhere else, and they don't succeed in whatever beauty thing they initially went out there for, because they now realize that it's a billion bad bitches out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cute, but you don't really make it. So I'm talking to my girl. She was saying that she got a friend. She got a friend that, you know, want to move out of town, start her whole modeling career because la, 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 la. And I was telling my bitch, I was like, you know, this bitch is not that bad, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's millions of bad bitches. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's probably a billion cute bitches. Mm-hmm. So just because you like a 7, bitch, you going to be a 4 in another city. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
It just kind of, it really fucked me up, because I was just like, is this bitch really gonna move and try to start modeling?
But you
she
know
got
what?
A photographer. And it's just like,
do you really even need to move to be a model nowadays? Because I mean, everything is based on online, and you can take a picture anywhere.
You probably need to be in a certain place sucking a certain amount of dicks to move up.
Yeah,
you California. Know what I'm saying? It might be a nigga dick you gotta suck in Cali. To put you,
but if you just
place.
Bad, if you just like so yeah. bad,
you don't have to go
you
nowhere.
You don't gotta go nowhere. Yeah,
niggas gonna, you will be getting flued out
all the time.
Bitch.
It ain't gonna matter. So I'm saying, if you is that cute idiot, it don't matter if you in California, Atlanta, Miami,
mm-hmm.
Seattle, Seattle.
Now, a hustle I would respect is if the bitch go get some fake shit put on. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's just like, all right, bitch, now you're enhancing your chances. You know what I'm saying? But, bitch, mm-hmm. if you telling me you trying to move out to fucking goddamn Colorado with this basic-ass body, you know what I'm saying? Thinking you about to become the next fucking, what's the bitch name? Tyra Banks? No. Tyra time came and went. It's all about thick bitches now. You feel me? And, baby girl, you slim. Slim Jimmy.
I mean, Tyra Banks.
It's a market for that. It's a market for the Slim Jones.
But, I mean, but hold on, you know who got that sold up? Kendall Jenner. Anybody else?
Bro, but
nigga?
Hold on. But real high level marketing is not the thick girls, anyways. It's the slender chicks, bro. Like high level, like marketing. Is
bro,
that.
But see, I understand that. This bitch doesn't have a chance, bro. This bitch got tattoos all on her arm and shit. Real models don't have tattoos.
urban models have tattoos.
Yeah, but like, ugh, nigga, that's the limit. You know what I'm saying? That's not where the real money is at.
Bro, the real money, like, bro, like Tom Brady's wife, what the hell is her name? Mm, I can't think of her. I know, bro, you're talking about she though. Make more money than Tom Brady as a model.
As a model. Yeah. She probably ain't got no tattoos.
She's skinny,
she
bro. Probably she one of them slim
joints. Yes, I'm saying that's where real money is, bro. Like them like Victoria's Secret Angels and all that shit. Mm-hmm. They making the cheese. They look plain. Yeah.
This bitch I'm talking about ain't
voice of reason.
And I'm just irritated by it.
Well, you just don't like her, bro. And that's
fine. Don't like her. I'm not gonna lie. Now that I think about it, it's just
US
like,
not feeling her vibe.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sounding real haterish.
Yeah, you sort of hating on her a little bit.
It's all good.
Hey, you rock with like other podcasts?
What's I recently heard a few snippets of the Joe Budden's podcast.
Okay.
And initially I didn't like Joe Budden, but you know, I think the nigga kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of fuck with that a little bit. Fuck with Gilly. I used to fuck with Clint Coley shit. Okay. But other than that, I think that's pretty much it.
You?
I mean, I gotta listen to podcasts, bro. I mean,
that don't mean you listen to it. All right,
shut up, dummy.
Right.
I rock with Gilly shit, $1 million worth of game, Brilliant Idiots. It's Charlamagne and Andrew Schultz. Joe Budden podcast. Not Joe. Joe Rogan.
But Joe Rogan is so long, though.
These nigga episodes be like 3 hours.
Yeah,
but
it'd be long.
I just start rocking to him. I think that's kind of how I'm diving into them conspiracy theories, listening to his shit.
3 hours, nigga?
Bro, it just be minimum. going and going. Yeah,
them bitches be long. But yeah, that nigga shit. But you want to know who podcasts I don't like? It was some like Canadian niggas you sent. The one gay nigga, fuck is their name? Abe and Preach.
Abba and Preach.
I hate them niggas.
Yeah, rock with that, bro. One pot.
And I hate is a strong word, bro.
Bro, one
hate is a strong word, but I really dislike them niggas shit. It's like, and I know
even
I
sound, like they video content.
I sound like a hater, but either?
You sort of sound like a hater.
I don't give a fuck. I can say but
have you seen that shit?
I haven't seen it,
bro. I fuck with that shit. I be fucking with it.
I unsubscribed the other day. Cause I just stumbled upon some shit. At first,
damn, bro, why you even video, saying all this on air? I want to partner up with these niggas one day.
Yeah,
they bro, man,
fuck them bro. Niggas. Just take money out their pocket.
Hey, right. Hold on. Quick disclaimer, nigga.
Why you so aggressive?
I ain't dick sucking to nothing, nigga. But I understand you got to collaborate to get places, right? Am I right? Would you agree as well?
I would have to agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't did
bro, why you got so, you ain't got to sell yourself short.
Abba and Preach, hey, no. don't include this nigga.
Bro, why are you so aggressive? Like, why you feel so much hostility towards, you know what I'm saying?
Right, these niggas give out content.
They do, and I can't rock with all the shit they do. At first, video you sent me, it was
so
nice.
They can beat you up.
Man, I'm not worried about these punk-ass Canadians.
Why are you so angry?
Why is you like this, nigga?
I haven't seen it, but like, all right, it's you just, make it seem like they was just hoeing your mama. They
right, like
podcast.
They said, yeah, D Turner's a bitch with curly hair.
Like, I hate him.
Right.
Bro, these niggas, it's a video I had recently watched, bro, and they was talking about like everything that's going on. Like, you can't, like, in America, like, racially and shit. I don't know the differences in up there in fucking Canada, what they
say, with dancing around, nigga.
Basically, like black people kind of should stop, like, I don't know if it was crying or complaining about what's going on, like, you know, all that slavery shit was a long time ago. It was just weird, bro.
I don't see them saying that.
Bro, them niggas, the way they was touching on, these are two niggas, bro.
I can't see anybody saying that.
One of them is a big black
climate.
Nigga, and the other nigga is like a non-flashy, kind of like this nigga.
So you was
no, bro. So I don't see.
Is they dark skinned?
Yes. One so of dark skinned. The other nigga is like your complexion.
So you was feels type of way, bro, because you light skinned. Because
he light skinned.
Shut the fuck up. That don't even make sense.
Your colorism ass, bro.
These niggas. All right, I gotta.
I always
find
felt
that
like
topic.
You hated on me.
Oh my goodness. Shut the fuck bro, up. And I'm gonna find the video because these niggas, bro. These niggas was just.
Let's do a reaction video
ass.
On it, bro.
We could do a react. I gotta find it because I'm watching this shit. And these niggas talking about like the struggles of Americans and shit. Like, bro, you can't touch on a topic. We can't dive into the what it's like to be a gay nigga because we don't know, nigga, whatever struggles they have. This gay nigga from
had,
Canada.
You had inner thoughts about this.
And this
shit
nigga,
before,
first of all, if anybody, it would be you. and the other nigga, I don't even know if he black. He like Indian or some shit. You know, Indians look like niggas. They just, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, he black. He wear dashikis, bro.
That nigga Indian, bro.
Bro, this nigga wear dashikis.
Bro, just because you wear a dashiki don't mean you black, nigga. Man, these niggas is Canadians, nigga.
Bro, just you can't speak tacos, on this type Mexican, of shit, bro.
I don't speak on what it's like to be on his side, nigga. He can. That's your story to tell. You
no,
bro.
But it's still in Detroit.
It's still Detroit, but it's a...
The same shit that happened on the east side, it could be the same shit that happened on the west side,
It's the same
bro.
Shit that happened on the west side. No, it's just a little more houses.
That's it, bro.
I'm just saying these niggas. The video, it was real cringy, bro. It was weird, bro. And I'm like, man, I can't fuck with these niggas.
I can't believe you, bro.
Damn, video you sent, I liked, but
yeah, I rock with the one dude you sent from California, whatever.
Which one?
I can't even think of buddy name right now. But started listening to Don Lemon.
Like, nigga, hold on, like, give me some backstory, nigga. Who the nigga from California?
Bro, I don't know. He's like, yeah, he was cool.
Nigga, you listen to Don Lennon, the nigga that be on the news?
Yeah, he got a good ass podcast, bro. Yeah. No, it's called like Silence Not an Option. That shit is like very, very intriguing, man. Stories he, you know what I'm saying, the guests he have and shit like that.
Look, what would niggas put their money in together to do what? You know what I'm saying? What would y'all feel comfortable doing?
Bro, I feel like you're trying to sell me on that Family Ties type shit, bro.
No, I'm trying to get like you trying to Forex.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
This nigga trying to
feel like he's trying to scam somebody.
Well, are you?
He's trying to be a top grossing member. Are
you familiar with the foreign exchange market? That's a $1 billion market daily.
Man.
No, bro, but like, what would y'all feel comfortable putting money in?
Into real estate.
It had to be something real that I can see, that I could put my hands on.
Like,
so whatever it is, as long as it's something real.
Like, like what, nigga?
Whatever,
like
nigga. I don't fucking
know. A lumber cutting company, nigga.
Yeah. So what, bro? Like, what would it
had to
like,
be real? Something in real.
So you don't got anything in mind? Like,
nothing in mind.
It's just real, bro. Don't come with me on some fucking trade shit or some fucking, I don't know,
bro. You know what, bro? You not a business savvy nigga,
bro. It had to
bro.
Be real. I'm not, but I'm... Okay, so I spend. I ain't never been one to come up with this shit, but I will spend money on it and help it.
Bro, I feel like you the guy who get caught up in the scam.
In the scams all the time.
I'm down to spend.
I'm down to spend.
Little Antonio just going off. Like, just like...
I'm down to spend. But I ain't... It's gotta be real,
bro. So check this, right? So my homegirl came over yesterday. I know we getting close on time if we ain't getting it. My homegirl came over yesterday, right? You know what I'm saying? I know she feel. You know how it's just like people affiliate with something, but you just don't know what. But you just know they on some shit. So she had slid through. She was talking some shit, and she was just like, "Right, there's about to be a lot of niggas going to jail." And I was just like, you know, for what? She was like, "Oh, this scamming shit." You know what I'm saying? Just unemployment, whatever. La 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 la. So, as she was breaking it down, like I said, I know she knows something about this life. She was like, "Right, it's too many people that just got a shit ton of money. And when the feds come cracking down on these people, they going to start telling.
Just tell them to get a good lawyer.
Tell them to get a good lawyer, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
To the office, he got a meal ticket off that shit. And now they own his ass.
Every week or something, it's something new about a person.
But I mean,
got 60 grand, went out, bought a brand new
stupid shit
G-Wagon. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, people gonna
40,000 cash. Like,
yeah, like, come on. And then the other day, like 2 weeks ago, I saw somebody had like came up like off like 70 and went and bought like some kind of exclusive ass Rolex and shit. Like, man, you gonna get caught, bro.
You'll get caught with
it. The IRS don't fucking play.
Because first off, you can't have that type of money and spend it. Mm-hmm. You can't spend that money.
No, you can't.
Because he just made a whole nother trail.
Whole nother trail.
What's that one show with Ozark, nigga? They should have watched that shit. Bro, you cannot spend that shit.
You cannot spend that. Bro, right. He had a line on that bitch. I think they had like $200,000.
When they robbed him.
He was like, bro, you just have a lifetime supply of groceries.
Yep.
It was just like, damn. He said, bro, you get to spend it anything for real. He said, bro, you going under.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's fucked up. So what she was saying, she was like, it's so many people that's connected into everybody getting money. All it takes is for one person to get caught. yeah. And they gonna get to squealing on everybody.
That's facts.
And though, everybody, see the difference with the scam shit and just like other street shit, it's easier to get into scam shit, and it's easier for a random motherfucker to fuck with it, mm-hmm, and not think about the consequences
that go with it.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, anybody that's doing anything hard, robbing, killing, whatever the fuck, like, they know the consequences with this shit. Yeah, but, yeah, you know, a random ass G.I. Joe plant worker ass nigga, oh man, I just scammed a nigga 20,000, la la la. Mm-hmm. Let somebody come crack on his ass.
It's gonna be real quick.
It's gonna be real quick.
This guy show up to the door.
This nigga been at, this nigga, this nigga been working at Chrysler for 11 years. Nigga, this nigga ain't about to go down for no street shit. Mm-mm. So he about to tell on all his homies. And I know, you know, the feds gonna hit him with 40 years, nigga. 4 to 40 years, nigga. And it's gonna be looking towards the 40, nigga. He gonna be like, oh, shit. So, hey,
see, the feds got a 97% conviction rate.
97%, bro. And everybody phone is tapped. Mm-hmm. Everything is bugged. That's why they always talking about VPNs and shit, because, like, my nigga, they're on your shit.
Yep.
You feel me? So it just all depends on either how hot you are to how fast they gonna come down on you or not. But they gonna come.
They gonna come, bro.
It's been too much money just taken out of the system.
And it's aligned to all that. You know what I'm saying? You can backtrack all that.
All that shit being tracked.
Track.
My same chick, she was like, niggas hitting the ATM, doing whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. She was like, you can have your face covered, but your face ain't always covered. And I said, no. I said, don't think they can't get that license plate.
That's where it's at.
That's where it's at. Nigga, we got the fucking unlimited shit up at, what's his name? You just pull up, nigga. They scan you in off your license plate. They don't need you face to face.
Face to know.
So that shit just interesting as hell.
Yeah, that's very too. Yeah, I feel like it's gonna happen like probably within like a year though. So I think like the people got to come back to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be like the FBI gonna get involved and shit. And they will start to get back to work.
And then the fans already here.
They already on it.
Mm-hmm. They already here.
They already on it. Yeah.
I just seen so many undercover. I'm like, Lord have mercy, nigga. This weak ass Camry or Pacifica right next to me might be some people.
Who are among like the dumbest people in the society?
Outside of crackheads and druggies.
Yeah.
Can you
the
go?
The niggas that never moved off the block.
Yep.
And the drunks.
I can see that. People that believed those messages.
What messages?
The ones that said, like, my cousin, nephew's neighbor worked for the CIA, and they said that we about to go on lockdown. you need to go get some toilet paper and shit. Yeah. Them people dumb as shit.
Why did you even mention them?
Women, why you mention them?
Right.
You saying women dumb?
Women that believe they can change a nigga. It's something dumb in your head to think that
you. So you can put that in comparison with a crackhead. A woman who thinks she can change somebody.
Dumb people in society.
Just as a dumb as a crackhead.
It's a certain type of dumb that they got going on. Them in mind.
Oh my God.
Them in mind.
Like, no, what the fuck did you even know?
I don't know. I'm a throw crackhead. Definitely, I don't know if you can get much lower than a crackhead, though, man.
I mean, so outside of the crackheads, outside of the crackheads, like I giving. Said, the niggas that never moved off the block, mm-hmm, that be drunk, bro. I got this neighbor, bro. This nigga pulled up on me. Yeah, what up, cool? What up, bro? This nigga like 45, 50. I'm just like, bro, you supposed to be on other shit right now. Mm-hmm. This nigga hopping out of the car, drunk. Yeah, man, nobody better fuck with you because I fuck with you, bro. I'm like, nigga, let me tell you something.
You better not.
Right. Nigga, I ain't putting my life in your hands, nigga. And, bro, it be funny as hell when niggas be saying, man, nigga, I got you, nephew. It's just like, bro, I ain't got you. I don't even know you, bro. Like, nigga, my loyalty is deep, nigga. So if I fuck with you, I'ma fuck with you. So I'm not just willy nilly just handing that shit out with, oh yeah, bro, you know I got you. Nah, I ain't just, nah. That shit be tickling me. Mm-hmm. Old drunks, bro. Niggas ain't never moved off the block. Niggas that still stay with their parents after fucking 25. Who else, nigga? Fucking unrealistic bitches that try to go get modeling careers, knowing that you knowing that you a mean ass seven, bitch.
Unrealistic.
A mean ass seven. You know, Yeah, it's just like, come on, man. Come on. But you know what? I feel like all these modeling bitches, bro, and it's like the pimp side. I feel like all them bitches could be turned into hoes specifically for OnlyFans.
Speaking of OnlyFans, OnlyFans melted down this past week.
How you know that?
Cause all the
you couldn't log into your account.
OnlyFans, I ain't got no. I don't follow, subscribe. But all the OnlyFans people was like mad at that Bella Thorne chick, cause she said that she was gonna put a nude pic up. You had to tip her $200, and then apparently, like when people did it, it wasn't a naked picture. Mm-hmm. It was she was naked, but the bitch was like covering her titties up with her arm and shit, and playing. Her hand was over the vagina. So niggas was requesting refunds on that bitch. I didn't even know you could do that. I mean, I'm not subscribed, so I don't give a fuck. But the system shut down, so all the
look at this nigga smiling. He's like, yeah, you can't get a refund.
Next, yeah. So all the like people that like make money on OnlyFans that was tripping because like they put limits on that shit. Like now you can only tip a maximum of like 50. When these chicks was getting banked before, cause she fucked up the game.
I can't imagine anybody tipping. Well, firstly, I don't understand the OnlyFans thing to begin with. Like I do understand it, but just like I couldn't be a part of it. But like you gonna tip somebody for a picture,
nigga?
After you already, because you already paying a subscription, so I mean you paying double, you paying twice.
Hey, on some real shit, bro. Real side note, shit. So I gotta drive up to Grand Rapids in a little bit, right? And during this drive, I'm gonna have a conversation with my girl and I'm going to ask her if she'll let me have an OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's going to be up. It's going to be lit. And I'm going to be wanting to knock off, like, other bitches. Like, I want to be, like, a whole-ass porn star for, like, a year, bro. I feel like that should be kind of dope. And I just really want to figure out, like, the amount it got to be for her to be cool with it. Like, how much I got to...
Give her
so she, you know, she on trip the fuck
would
out.
Would she be in it though? Like, would she have like a few appearances?
I mean, I wouldn't want to expose my bitch like that. You know what I'm saying? Have her busting it all open in the OnlyFans. You feel me?
You come in mask or no mask?
Coming mask, Papi Chulo.
Hey bro, how you,
the
how
real you, Papi Chulo.
And how you gonna promote your page, bro?
I'm gonna promote my page. Yeah.
Because it don't make sense to promote it from like your Instagram or anything that's social, because like if you put a mask on, they know it's you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so it's bro, like, so check it, right? So I'm telling y'all and like the people that's listening to the podcast to know for sure. But I'll create a whole different page.
Why you wanna know? Like I'm not even you wanna follow his shit.
No, I'm just curious. Yeah.
You wanna follow this nigga. Man, shit.
Throw some cheese my way, bro. Like nigga, you watch porn anyway, nigga. So shit. I mean, I don't give a fuck who subscribed. I don't give a flying fuck.
Oh my god.
What if like 80% of your following is gay men?
Bro,
I mean
it's gonna be all heterosexual content. But do you know
one thing?
I don't give a fuck.
Do you know
bro,
who
how
your
much
followers are on OnlyFans? Or is it is just like anonymous?
I'm pretty sure it show you the demographics of who's like where they from and age range type bro, shit.
Tell me this, bro.
What if it's like 60% like Hispanic men? Like, what if you really popping in, like, the gay Hispanic community? El Rodadan.
I told you my name is the real Papi Chulo.
He gonna exploit the shit out of that, dog. He gonna be down in Mexican town. Bro, at Armando's. Handing out flyers.
You can't tell me I would not go off, bro. If I was to have a sombrero, you know what I'm saying?
First thing, what you not gonna do is saying
and
that.
Hit some, bitches with salsa on him. Saying, bro. Who wouldn't tune in? New city every week. New condiment every week. No condoms every week. You know what I'm saying? We going up. It's the real Papi Chulo. And then I'm gonna have, you know, like
Rod gonna charge.
How you gonna run for mayor?
Rod gonna charge extra for guacamole, bro, like Chipotle.
If you hit him with the guac, it's gonna
bro,
be extra.
If I hit him with the guac, I'm gonna get you subscribed. It's the real Papi Chulo.
Oh, no.
How would you?
You
can
be the rough for mayor, and you got a whole little Seska spade,
bro. Hold on, Trump.
Let me tell you something,
like,
though.
Bro, what? Anything is
let
possible.
Let me tell you what
bro.
I just saw about OnlyFans, man. So, it was two teachers who just got caught up having OnlyFans. Mm. and they got fired. But could you imagine? Well, actually, when we was in high school,
that'd
like,
be fucking lit if one of our co-teachers had an OnlyFans in high school.
We didn't have one,
but I'm imagining them teachers look nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be amazing. Nigga, I would go to school on time, all the time. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, and I play a little bit different, though. Like, I get the picture screenshot, I'd be like, I need an A right now.
Nigga, she don't give a fuck. Anybody can subscribe, nigga.
Right, nigga.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, dog. Nah, so
sit your stupid ass down.
It's your man's the real Poppy Chulo. Follow your boy.
The real Poppy Chulo.
Follow your boy at the. I'm talking shit. Follow your boy at Rod the Don at Rod_DA_Don_. Everybody, get ready to vote. That's some serious shit. Everybody get out here. And y'all be blessed.
Now, if you doing that.
Absentee or something.
Whatever it's called. I'm going to that bitch. You got.
Bro, I was trying to look up, like, what do chulo mean in Spanish, bro?
I don't know.
Bro, what sign does it mean? Up, bro. I don't know. Why you want to know if this nigga porn star name?
I just curious on
what does it mean, nigga? You stay in Southwest.
Yeah, you stay in Southwest. You done heard chulo before.
Bro, somebody's in your family Hispanic, bro.
It was past.
Is it how you spell chulo? C H
U L O
L.
It's the real Poppy Chulo.
Okay, well, anyways, man, just follow the multi motivated page. Man, I'm looking this shit up though. I want to know what chulo means.
It's slang in Mexican, refers to someone who is cute, hot, good looking, etc.
That's not the real Poppy Chulo.
Or what I saw. What actually, mine's a little bit better. Urban Dictionary. Chulo, C H U L O, means pimp.
It's me.
Come on. Chulo, pimp.
Okay, it's the real Poppy Chulo, baby.
Daddy Pimp, bro, you weak.
Get out, bro. It's your favorite nephew, Darius, at D303 Town. The podcast is your auntie's favorite nephews. And as always, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But here's your auntie's favorite nephews. We're entitled not to give a fuck.
Poppy real Chulo. Poppy Chulo. 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 Chulo.